Taking a 1-point defeat again this week, disappointing.
Listen, not, you know, any defeat's disappointing, probably, but listen, it's disappointing because I felt again we deserved to get something out of the game, and you know, I would just say lack of experience cost us in those latter stages when we, especially the second half when we had a lot of possession and we just, you know, we found it difficult to break them down. But you can't fault the lads in terms of effort and commitment, and their lads are really working hard, and you know, there is a good positive attitude within that group. But as I say, it's inexperienced and there's a lot of senior players to come back into it, so we look forward to that when they get back in.
Don't they all play good football again today? Galway seems to defend very heavily there again today, so we just have to need to learn how to break that down.
Yeah, listen, we knew this is the way that we're going to come, that's the way that we're going to set up, and it's you know, you can look at it and all those type of games. Galway have definitely got defensive. The Paddy Talley in there now, and they are trying to keep the scores down, and it's a difficult thing to break down. Our guys are eager to get forward and play football, and we knew we had to be patient at times today. And it felt, and at stages, I thought we'd done extremely well, and I thought when it came to the crunch in the last 10 minutes, we just found it difficult to get those scores. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was disappointing, but at the end of the day, you just cannot fault lads for effort, commitment, and you know, as I say, their attitude is really, really good.
Dublin's next up, and it's no easy task for any club to go there, but we'll have to do that next Saturday night, and it comes around fairly quick.
Yeah, we look forward to it, Park. Yeah, absolutely, we go there, we look forward to the game. Anytime you get to Croke Park, you have to go and enjoy it, and you have to go and express yourself, and that's what we'll be doing next Saturday night. Yeah, absolutely, we're probably up against probably the best team that ever graced the GAA pitch, you know, bar maybe the Kerry team back in the 80s. But yeah, listen, it's a challenge for these young lads, and it's one, as I say, we start preparing for in the morning.
The longer we go on now without points, does that force your hand to take some of the more experienced lads back in sooner so we retain
really.
Division 1?
No? Not really, no. We just, I mean, the process is there in terms of when those guys are due back, and some of them are being held back by injury at the minute, and we're just waiting to see. But no, listen, it was always going to be a breeding ground for the championship, and see what players can stand up and be counted. And fairness, there are a number of players that are showing their hand at the minute and are doing extremely well. And, you know, that can only augur well come down the line of championship. But yeah, listen, we want to stay in Division 1, absolutely. And we would have loved a couple of points on the board. I felt probably our displays over the last 2 weeks would have deserved that. But, you know, we'll go back next Saturday night, and it's going to be a difficult one. But listen, let's see where it takes us.
Who do you have to come back now back into the panel for the Dublin game?
I'm hoping that Nathan Mullins will be back, and Jamie Brennan will come back into the squad. We'll have a look at one or two other lads, but you know, we'll probably be what similar squad we had down in Killarney. You know?